Welcome to On Mission, a podcast of the Catholic Apostolate Center. Today we are joined by Father Frank, Chris, Kate, and me, Tyler, to discuss personal encounter with Jesus.
So this past September, I was in Grapevine, Texas at the Gaylord Resort there, which is a massive place, and there were about 3,000 people who were there for the Quinto Encuentro, the national encuentro. But they always kept using the word in Spanish, encuentro, rather than the word encounter, because it's kind of weak when used in English. And it seems that in the Spanish-speaking community, in both Latin America and also here, that term encounter or encuentro has a much richer understanding. It's this connection that we have with one another that deepens as we get together. And this was a four-year process. That was the fascinating thing. Four-year process from 2014 up through 2018, this national gathering. And it was just so full of life and people really looking at how they were going to not only go out, but also deepen their personal encounter with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And to make that central, more and more central, not only to their lives, but that they were going to go out and make that even more central in their parishes or in the people they care for or in the different ways in which things were going on in church. It was really amazing in the midst of some real crisis and difficulty in the church in the United States to be there just outside of Dallas, of all places, you know, where the Dallas Charter and the abuse issues and so on, and to have that kind of very vibrant moment where you could really feel the presence of Christ.
So dialing it back.
Yeah.
Personal encounter with Jesus. I think that for a lot of people means different things. So what if someone was, you know, when I got the notes for today's podcast, first thing I did was, you know, the first thing I like to do most times is Google it, right? And see what pops up. And everybody's got not only a story and a witness to share, but also different ways of explaining what do they feel a personal encounter with Christ is. So I'm just curious if Father or Kate or Tyler, what are you feeling like? What do you think of when you hear, hey, have you had a personal encounter with Christ? Or when someone asks you, you know, what is this?
I think for Catholics, it kind of freaks us out to hear that. You know, personal encounter with Jesus, is that
Yeah, I want
is it
Jesus
for me?
Over there. Mm-hmm. And I want a reverend.
So evangelical.
and that's one of the challenges, because there is a difference in terms of the Catholic understanding that Pope Emeritus Benedict really had one of the best explanations in his encyclical Deus Caritas Est, which Pope Francis keeps coming back to. It's, let's see, I think it's number, it's right at the beginning. And where he talks about this encounter with love. So being Christian, this is number one, being Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction. So it's not just a bunch of ideas, Christianity, but it's, people encountered God's love incarnate in Jesus Christ, those early disciples, and then they couldn't contain that. They had to share that. And that continues right to this day. Mm-hmm. Pope Francis talks about it, that the supreme encounter being in the Eucharist, which is not something that, God bless him, but our evangelical brothers and sisters will ever say. But that really is our supreme encounter, because if we say this is the real presence of Jesus Christ, well, yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people when you when like we were saying, it kind of it's a startling statement, personal encounter with Christ, and you expect it. I think a lot of folks expect it to be the heavens opening and light shining and smoke and something, you know, that you see in a movie or something that you are right, something that you're almost afraid of having that personal encounter. And I personally certainly think that. I mean, obviously I realize it's not going to be smoke and lights and the clouds running, but there is a fear, not a fear of something bad happening, but a fear of an awe, almost, that you are afraid because you don't know when it will happen and you don't know what to expect. The fear of uncertainty.
And the fear of like being vulnerable, it's not gonna be, too.
Right. And it's because, it's not going to be the clouds. It's not going to be the light shining. It's not going to be obvious.
Mm-hmm. Have I missed it? Have I missed my own? But I think it does kind of put Catholics a little bit on edge, much like maybe the question, have you been saved? You know, have you had a personal encounter?
Have you found Jesus, right? Yeah, those kinds of questions.
You know, when were you saved? You know, when was your encounter? And I think that really needs to change within the church and within our culture, because this is not something reserved for the saints or for those that are in monasteries or for priests or religious or just the people working for the church. But any baptized Christian will have an encounter with Jesus Christ throughout the course of their spiritual life. And so, you know, are our eyes open to those encounters? Because in scripture we read that Jesus or that God is in the quiet, in the sort of silent. When Elijah encounters God in the Old Testament, he's not in the fire and the earthquakes and all of those things. And I think a lot of times maybe we are ignorant to these amazing moments of encounter, even sitting in church, like you were saying, Father, with the Eucharist, with that being probably the source and summit of our ability to encounter Jesus Christ by receiving him physically. But I don't think people really know what that looks like and what that can look like, or whether or not they're allowed to have an encounter with Jesus, or if that's a normal part of the Catholic life.
And Pope Francis, in Evangelii Gaudium, for example, in number 3, he even takes it a little further and he says, I invite all Christians everywhere at this very moment to a renewed personal encounter with Jesus Christ, or at least an openness to letting him encounter them. I ask all of you to do this unfailingly each day. Mm-hmm. That's a tall order. Mm-hmm. And when, just going right off of what you were saying, Kay, when people are saying, what quite is this? You know, Chris, it's a little difficult to be able to do that, I think, until we realize that's happening. I was talking one day with my mom, and I happened to be up at home, and we were out to breakfast, and she said to me, and you know, she's a person who goes to daily mass, prays every day, so forth and so on, and she said to me, you know, Frank, I don't know if I've really had a personal encounter. I was talking about some of this, and she said, I don't know if I really have. Now, here's somebody who's been Catholic her entire life, very active, very devout, and I really had to sit there. We had to sit there and kind of tease it apart about the things that she did every day and the way that she was with her grandchildren and how she was and seeing Christ in them. Seeing Christ in the Eucharist, in the daily mass that she would go to, or in the scriptures that she would reflect on, or in the charitable work she would do, to see Christ in the family and encounter Christ in the family. And really, that's something that I think is an important. And then as we kept talking, then it dawned on her, no, yes, I did have this. I have experienced this. I just didn't name it this.
I think many of the folks that we've that we've come to know, certainly you, Father, in your ministry, probably some of the folks listening today are feeling the same way. Have I had that? and sometimes it does take a little reflection, a little guided, you know, a little guidance to say, yes, you have.
No, that's a great point. I think we often confuse encounter with Christ with some sort of like powerful emotional experience or some sort of like mysticism, like we were talking about earlier. And those things certainly do happen. Like some of the most powerful encounter and witness stories we hear are people experiencing Christ in adoration and just having a real personal connection at a very deep level. But that doesn't happen every day for every person. So to just be more aware of the little ways God reveals himself in our daily life, I think is so key.
I think a result of encounter is conversion. Absolutely. I think once someone has come to know Jesus on a personal level, it changes their life in some way. And for some people, like we've all been saying, for some people, it is this one moment of profound encounter with Jesus. I mean, we think of St. Augustine, you know, whose life was turned upside down. Or we think of Paul, who experienced Jesus on the road to Emmaus. And then again, like we've all been saying, there are those quieter moments, but each encounter with Jesus changes us to some degree. Whether that's a quiet virtue that we're working on building in our prayer life, or whether that's a radical lifestyle change. I know for me personally, I had a very big personal encounter moment with Jesus in college, and I've probably mentioned my silent retreat experience in other podcasts, but I did have a moment where I actually felt in prayer that Christ was looking at me with that just infinite love. And that was life-changing for me because I felt loved in my weakness, in my uncertainty, in my sin, and feeling a very profound encounter of God's love totally made me bold enough to change my life and to actually ask God what his plans for my life were, which I had never done before. And, you know, I think a lot of Catholics, myself included, I grew up going to church every Sunday, and I never left the church. Maybe I wasn't living a full Christian life, but I always went to church on Sunday. But I hadn't really taken that ownership of my faith until I became, you know, a young adult. And so I think it's really easy to get into the routine of our faith, do a blessing at meals, or just go to mass and, you know, pray from time to time, maybe if we have a test coming up or a job interview. But yeah, I think just this encounter leads to conversion, and there has to be some kind of fruit that comes from it.
I think there's also the encounter with Christ that it comes in marriage, where when, you know, Christ is present in that marriage and the effect that that has on each other, you know, like witnessing Christ to one another in small and larger ways. I don't know, you know, Kate and Chris, you're both married. Tyler, you're about to get married.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, right? That's why one of the programs comes to mind, the pre-Cana classes is three to get married, right? You know, there's from the very beginning I remember from the very beginning of our prep that we had to enter into that mindset and accept it and be open to it, and knowing that this wasn't, there's a, you know, we could probably have a whole podcast talking about marriage, but, you know, the idea of there's a change happening and we are bringing and we are encountering Christ in the sacrament of marriage. And that kind of perspective is something that you get because we're choosing to do that. And that's what makes, I feel like that's what makes it different, right? Than just going and, you know, that's why we do this. That's why we are Catholic. That's why we chose to continue to live this life and get married in the church and get married, you know, under the eyes of God and with the community in the church. And one of the things that, spoiler alert, Father did our marriage prep, one of the things that Father said to us was, what is the message that you want to bring? What is the message that you want to give to the family and friends that are there for you. And that struck me so much because, and I ruminated on this, we both ruminated, my wife and I, on this, what is it that we want to say? And we were very particular or very affirming in the readings that we chose and the music that was sung and played, and what is the experience? Yes, our lives were changing that day, but we wanted to hopefully bring an encounter with Christ to everyone that was in the church that day. Did we succeed? Perhaps. I will never know. But that's the beauty of it, is we don't know. Well, you don't know when that moment is coming.
Yeah, we actually had the same idea with our Mass. We have a lot of friends and family that are fallen away Catholics, maybe not active in their faith, or just not Catholic at all, or atheist, agnostic. And we wanted those present to experience something beautiful. And that's an aspect of what God is, beauty. And so we wanted our wedding ceremony to just be this beautiful kind of mysterious experience that took them out of their everyday lives and showed them something beautiful, also in the music, also in the readings and in the homily that my uncle, who's a priest, gave. So yeah, that's a very kind of intentional moment where we hope people are encountering Jesus. But what I'm finding in 3 years of marriage is that something else that my husband and I are showcasing not only to each other but to the world is a glimpse of the infinite love of God. Because we are in a relationship that for us is lifelong, this lifelong commitment. And there aren't very many contexts in the world besides family and marriage where people are getting a glimpse of eternity like that, eternal love. And, you know, our lives are finite, but we're showcasing that infinite love of God for our spouse by saying, I choose you every day, even when I don't feel like it. And so that, to me, I think is one way that marriage speaks of the encounter of Jesus with Jesus is by showcasing a love that is faithful and lifelong and forever, and fruitful and life changing. And I know we've personally had a lot of friends come up and tell us that our example and witness of marriage has been really influential in their lives. And we kind of laugh because we feel so like, you know, we're just like, oh, we're so imperfect. Like, you don't see when we fight or when we're arguing or whatever. But I think there's just something to that the world today is not really seeing that love. And we have as married people, we have a very special role that we can play to show that encounter of Christ by being a married person.
So no pressure, Tyler.
Yeah, no, this conversation's kind of flipped. Like, how can we be a moment of encounter for someone else with mm-hmm. Christ? That's just very eye-opening.
And it's a interesting, you know, if you take also the sacrament of orders mm-hmm. and priesthood and being in the person of Christ, the head, in persona Christi Capitis, and being this conduit of encounter in the sacraments, the encounter with Christ in and through the grace of the sacraments, it's really mind-blowing. And I don't care, I'm just shy of 25 years ordained, and it's still mind-blowing that this encounter that people are having, particularly in the Eucharist, but also in the sacrament, most especially in the sacrament of penance and reconciliation, or in the sacrament of marriage, or in baptism, or in anointing of the sick, or in confirmation, although the priest is not the ordinary minister of that, but just the being a part of that, it's quite humbling, but yet also a moment of also personal encounter with Christ in those moments.
I have had the honor and joy of being at a few diaconate and priestly ordinations of friends of mine recently and some coming up. And let me tell you, if you are looking for that opportunity for a personal encounter with Christ, go to an ordination and it is a life-changing experience and one that I didn't think that I would have and did not expect. So That, yeah, absolutely. It's even just for those of us that are not actually being ordained, just being there and seeing the relief of the older priests that are there as these new priests are coming in as reinforcement is an amazing, absolutely breathtaking experience.
Mm-hmm. And that the face of Christ is comes in so many forms. I mean, we hear, unfortunately, the challenges and the abuse, the difficulties that have occurred at the hands of priests. And this is why it's so significant, because this destroys people's faith and their encounter with Christ. It's so destroyed because of the intimate connection. And so this while the beauty of it, but also just the fragility that is there, that this encounter is placed within fragile, sinful human beings, and God's grace flows in all of this, and that we have this opportunity to, not just as the priest, but all of us, to encounter Christ in these very intimate, particular ways that are life-changing, because they're life-changing moments, the sacraments, whether they're received regularly, like Eucharist and penance, reconciliation, or something like baptism or marriage or confirmation or anointing. I think one of the things that we, in some of our work with the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops and the Evangelization Catechesis Committee, we assisted in the development of a resource called Living as Missionary Disciples. And this resource for evangelization has a fourfold methodology in it of encounter, accompany, community, and send. And when talking about it, encounter, it talks about the encounter with Jesus Christ, but that encounter also occurs of Jesus within the family. And that encounter with Jesus is also in and through the church and is in others. So there are different places and spaces and moments. It's the longest section, interestingly enough, of the document. It's well worth the read. You can go to CatholicApostleCenter.org and look for that resource page on Living as Missionary Disciples. There's a flip book there. And those pages are very beautifully written, insofar as the bishops were trying to help people recognize that that's the center of evangelization, our encounter with Christ in and through his church. Mm-hmm. That it's not just be part of this institution, be part of this club, be part of, no, here's where you can experience God's love intimately, this infinite love that you were talking about, Kate.
Yes, and not just once. It's not one personal encounter with Jesus and I'm done. It can be every single day, and it requires us opening ourselves and allowing that. God wants to encounter us. He instituted and developed the sacraments so that we would be encountering him regularly. But in addition to that, in prayer, we encounter Jesus and his church and his teachings and his gospel. And then in the scriptures, and, you know, he waits at the well for us, as we read in scripture with the woman who he met at the well. He wants us to come to him. And so I think a lot of you know, if we're wanting to experience an encounter with Jesus and we're not sure if we have, ask him for it. And he wants to encounter you.
Well, that kind of, you know, our podcast is called On Mission. And well, the idea of, well, why is it important to have this personal encounter with Christ? And how does that relate to being on mission? And I think what you have just been talking about, and the idea that one must have this personal encounter to be an apostle, to be sent out on mission. Would you agree?
Well, that's what they had, the apostles. They had this encounter with Jesus Christ that changed their lives. Now, was it perfectly changed? And think about at the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus comes along and he says, you know, and they drop everything and they follow him. But, you know, they're back and forth until really Pentecost. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they're given what they need to be able to go out. So that's not, you know, the encounter is not a one and done. And I think that's the difference, too, in terms of our Catholic understanding. When we talk about this ongoing conversion to Christ, that's what we mean, is that we're encountering Christ in all these different ways, but sometimes we don't see it. And how are we then going out and helping others encounter Christ? Not just through words, but through how loving actions.
And I think that you really you hit the nail on the head in terms of your personal encounter with Christ is not a one and done. I've had it. I'm good. Thank you very much. I am a Christian. Thank you very. I've had my personal encounter. Yes, this is it. Here's it. Here it was. Here's my credentials. Thank you. Let me in. And the difference here is that we believe that this is an ongoing thing, that we must continue to have that encounter in the, you know, at Mass, in our daily lives, at work, and all of these different things. And it's what separates us and I think gives us a very special perspective on what that means.
Yeah, and if you think that you haven't had an encounter, but you experience like Catholic guilt or something, then you've had an encounter with Christ. Because once you see the truth, you can never quite unsee it. And once you experience Christ, you can never unexperience that. So we know that we've had an encounter, even though we don't know it. And that's where Father was talking about earlier about the sacrament of confession. And there's all of these ways we can always come back and re-encounter Christ and reintroduce more grace into our lives. I think grace-filled moments are experiences of an encounter with Christ. And we always aren't aware of the abundance of graces that God gives us in our life. I mean, that's something we can try to be more cognizant of.
Definitely. And I certainly see it in the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. And no matter what age, recently I was hearing confessions of confirmandi. You know, those who are about to be confirmed, they were on a retreat. And they were eighth graders, and I was coming off of something, off of a conference we had just finished, and I'm driving down there, and I'm saying, let's see how these are, and it was really judgmental on my part, and I had to go to confession later on my own, you know, because I was kind of judging that this was going to be, you know, I hit my brother, I disobeyed. But some of the confessions were so tremendously profound and beautiful, and just a moment of real self-searching and honesty that one wouldn't expect. And that was the majority of them. And it was just really a beautiful encounter for me with Christ of, you know, hey, stupid, wake up. You know, you're even after all these years, you're pre-viewing this and you were off base. And so you had that opportunity to help them experience Christ's love, that they're beloved. And especially at that age when they don't think they're lovable at all. And so it was a really beautiful and profound experience of encounter for me.
And you may never know what the experience will have meant to those folks, those kids, right? 20 years from now when they're having their own podcast and they talk about that experience, you may never know, but you helped them.
I think we're touching on something, too, that needs to be kind of present in our lives to experience encounter, and that's humility. And I think that that's why so many people experience an encounter with Jesus in the sacrament of reconciliation, is because you're coming to confession typically at a kind of low point, and you have had to really pray and reflect on your weakness and your, you know, inability to do good and to be perfect and to, you know, be holy. And so you're approaching God in this humble position with your hands open. And I think that that's why the sacrament of reconciliation, confession, is just such a moment of encounter for a lot of people, because they hear those words, you are forgiven, go in peace, when they probably don't feel like they've earned that forgiveness or that love. And I think mercy is just a really life-changing moment of encounter with Jesus. And I think that's why so many people have that in confession.
And it requires a vulnerability. I mentioned that word earlier, but like a self-emptying, and it's very difficult for me to do. I'm always too cool. Like, no, God, I'm okay. I won't let you in. It's all good over here. But when you really find, like, dig deep within you and find a way to just let God in some way, somehow, that's when you open yourself up for that encounter. And that happens a lot in the confessional.
I think another way that it also occurs is when we're serving other people and it's not about us. Mm-hmm. When we are present to the other and recognize that this is Christ in front of us. And those can be really tremendous moments as well, when this other person or persons or situation in which we've placed ourselves, and it's not, you know, to gain a pat on the back or get an award, but instead I'm here and maybe we didn't expect it. Like, I'm going to go and do this and it's going to make me feel good to go and do this. And then we have this experience of, wow, I'm seeing Jesus Christ in this person or in this situation, and not expecting that.
Yeah, like, I just think of Saint Teresa of Calcutta, like, right away, and she saw Christ in every single person she saw without fail. And we just think of the powerful saintly life and witness she led.
Mm-hmm. And people saw Christ in her. Also, so she was seeing Christ in those people, and they were seeing Christ in her through her actions and her love. So, yeah, I think that's a really good point, that we encounter Christ also in service of others. And I also, other parts, times of encounter are retreats, Catholic conferences, or, you know, just in the times of silent prayer and reflection. I think, too, sometimes we need to get away and get out of our everyday mode of living and what we're accustomed to. And when we do that, you know, I think that God uses that time that we're giving him to really do something special in our lives. And not to say, you know, I'm going to go on every retreat and have some mystical experience, but I do think there's room for that in our spiritual lives. And Jesus himself went off to pray. And he would go up to the mountain, or he would wake up really early or stay up really late, and he would spend time in silence and in prayer and reflection. And before even starting his ministry, he went and prayed and fasted in the desert for 40 days. And so I think that when we do give God those opportunities, when we do go out into the desert, whether that be through a retreat or a conference or something else, I do think that God takes that opportunity to really encounter us in a profound way.
And an important variable of, like, the retreat and the conference that you mentioned is gathering together as a large community, as a community of faith, is when we tend to have those experiences as well. When we put ourselves with like-minded people searching for that same encounter, we're able to find that encounter ourselves. When you think of like a conference like Seek or the Quinto Encuentro that Father mentioned, a time when the people of Christ come together and be vulnerable together and try to be open to the Holy Spirit together, that's when very powerful things can happen.
And we see that too on pilgrimage, which I know in the past we've had a podcast on World Youth Day, and that is a profound moment of encounter. We even shared some examples of that last time. And so, yeah, pilgrimages too, whether they be international or just to a holy site or church in your local area, things like that as well are beautiful moments of encounter.
I certainly saw that when I was at St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore in the years that I was there, and people who would make pilgrimages from, particularly ones who had come from far away, and they had corresponded for years and years and years, and they came in tears to this inner city church that was really not that big and grand, but this was the place where they knew people had been praying for them for years and for their intentions. And now they were there. And for them, it was a tremendous moment of encounter with Christ in and through their personal devotion to St. Jude, which was really quite startling. But it was also something, a bit of that I grew up with as well. In my particular parish, where we had processions, for example, in the streets. It was a very Italian-American thing. And it was those were also moments of encounter. You know, that kind of popular piety that I think sometimes some people will go arm's length on. But those are, there's a reason why that people are moved by that, because they're having an encounter, and that's a very Catholic thing, in and through the saints. The encounter with Christ is through that particular devotion, not that it's idol worship, but instead through this devotion of this saint who was an example of following Christ and had an encounter with Christ to such a point that they are declared holy saint and in heaven with God. That's another way. I think another way too is that we don't necessarily think a lot about is when we ask the intercession of the saints or those or the faithful departed who are now with God. Ask them to pray for us, because that prayer for us is leading us into this again encounter with Christ, the communion of saints. And that's, I think, a very beautiful Catholic thing that we sometimes just don't do a lot of reflecting on as personal encounter, because it doesn't fit a box or a preconceived notion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love what you said about the saints. I think that's really interesting, that looking at the encounter of a saint with God can inspire your own encounter. I think that's really beautiful, and just it shows the fruitfulness that can happen as a result of an encounter. And we read a lot about the lives of the saints who have read a biography of another holy man or woman and whose life had changed. I think, was it St. Francis who read the life of St. Anthony in the desert, and that changed his life?
St. Francis, yeah, it was St. Ignatius wanted romance novels and ended up Lives of the Saints, and that led to his greater conversion from a soldier to a soldier for Christ. And so it was a very, yes, I mean, those encounters can come in a variety of ways, including also in the scriptures.
And you mentioned the popular piety too. I remember, I think the story of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton's conversion is she saw Christ, the Eucharist, in procession, in a Corpus Christi procession down the streets of her main town. And that popular piety is just such a powerful, powerful witness.
Yeah, it came as a result of a pilgrimage to Italy that she and her husband were having. And that a number of people would ridicule in their party who were, and instead... she just had a profound moment of encounter as a result.
If you wanted to read more about, we were talking earlier about living as missionary disciples, as Father said, you can go on to our website, catholicapostolatecenter.org, and click on our resource page there, or really any of our resource pages. We've talked about a lot of, we were talking about encounter, your personal encounter with Christ in this podcast, but there's plenty of the other topics we discuss. We've got resource pages on prayer in your podcast app, and re-listen to some of our older podcasts. Plenty of resources there as well. And so please do follow us on social media. On Twitter at CathApostleCTR and on Instagram as well. Follow our Facebook page. And please do like and subscribe. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to subscribe and continue listening.